We came over here from Egypt years ago. Who do you think helped build those pointy couvers?
Do you mean the pyramids, Granny?
Aye, them pointy couvers, aye.
I don't know if I believe that or not at the time. It's true that, on the whole, we're a dark-skinned people. Loose, limbed and languorous. Even though outsiders confuse Romanies like us with Irish travellers like the Donoghues, it's clear that out of sight, we're eons away. The Donoghue clan, for instance, are white as dough, plied with a thousand prickling freckles. Traditionally, the Irish travellers were workers for the Romani people, both having long, storied and proud histories. But since then, the Irish travellers have gone their own way and prospered while harbouring a deep dislike for their old Romani masters. The two have nothing but contempt for each other now, and the war between us has gone a long way towards destroying Gypsy culture. Well, whether we Romanies were actually descended from Egyptians, though, I had no idea.
Is that true, Granny?
Maybe it's true, maybe it ain't, eh?
Granny Ivy, love me.
Don't ever listen to them saying bad things about you,
she would say.
I promise you, my boy, when you get to the right age, you'll show them all. You're going to break hearts, my boy.
I don't think I had the confidence to believe her then. It did help, though. Especially with my father. My father's dreams of me being a prize fighter, a proper gypsy man like him and his father, were still in full effect. I still remember the first fight he took me to, at the gym down from Uncle Tory's place near Warren Woods. I remember the aftermath even more.
What's going into him now? Dad, I'm...
You start strutting lip again, I swear I'll kick you all the way to Totnes.
What the hell has happened to you?
I'll tell you what, your boy has just been beaten by a boy half his age.
My mum's eyes widened, taking in my bloodied face.
Go to bed, Mikey. Get out of my sight. You too, Frankie.
I scampered away, Frankie following quickly. We clambered feverishly into our bunk bed and threw the curtain across the door. I could still hear the argument. Words like...
Disgrace.
And...
Useless.
Being thrown around. Frankie leaned around the bed to talk to me.
What happened? You fought a little kid.
That wasn't exactly what happened.
Come on, lads. Stick a move, stick a move. Come and duck him. Duck him. Right hook, right hook. Okay, stop shuffling, stop shuffling. Move your feet properly, pull it back.
You look the part, Mikey. Don't you look the part, Frank? Proper little fighting man. Quite like his pa at his age.
In my cousin's discarded shorts, drawn up to my nipples to stay up, with a second-hand pair of yellow gloves, I looked anything but the part.
I'll be good, won't you, Mikey?
My squeaky voice stuck in my throat, so I nodded mutely.
This be your first bout, eh?
I nodded again, this time at Tyrone Donoghue, head of the Donoghue clan. Even though he wasn't Romany, he'd been welcomed warmly enough into the Warren Woods campsite. First thing he said on meeting my father was...
Frank, we Irish are going to take over this country.
No one took him seriously, and he and my father soon became tight friends, going often to the pub together. Why I was here at my first fight, I didn't know.
Aye, I've had me paddy in here a year now,
he said, taking in my ill-fitting shorts and yellowed gloves. He had two sons, both, oddly, he'd named Paddy. The older was 12, secondary school age though, entirely illiterate.
Give some minute, gents,
my father said. Tyrone nodded sagely and strutted away, my Uncle Joseph doing the same, throwing me a reassuring smile and a wink before he did so. I tried to smile back, but I thought I might be sick. I've been dreading this for weeks, the ride with my father in the car to get there just as much as the fight itself. But now that I was here, I could barely breathe with fear. Not just fear of the fight, but with fear of everything around it. Oh, my father got down on one knee, his cigar hanging out of his mouth, smoke in the air.
Right then, you ready?
Yep. Yep.
They're all here to watch you beat this fella. Your Uncle Joseph, Uncle Tory, and Grandad Noah. All here to watch you beat this fella tonight. Just a little Irish upstart. Want it, my boy, and he'll go down like a sack of potatoes, I promise you.
Paddy Donahue, he's older than me, Dad.
Makes no difference if he's older than you.
Smack him, go on.
Smash him, Mikey, you're gonna smack him, right? Smash him, Mikey. Smash him! Come on, lads. Stick a move. Come on, duck him. Right hook. Okay, stop shuffling. Move your feet properly, pull it back. All right, uppercut, come on. Use the jab, keep the distance. You're controlling the ring, remember, get him up against the ropes. That's it. Oh, come on, what are you doing? You bunch of fairies. Come on, swing for it. Right, come on, lads. Stop, all right? Wait for a minute. Okay, you ready? Go. Pad work. Come on, son.
The foot taller.
You're going in that ring and beating that boy.
And more experienced.
Or I'll beat you all the way to Basingstoke.
And more than happy to beat the hell out of a young Romany boy.
Don't let me down, Mikey. Take an oath, you won't.
All my life, I won't.
Call it, Frank.
No, he ain't.
Frank, your boy's done. Call it.
I'd been put into a fight I'd never win with a much older, meaner boy. My father wouldn't even look at me as I was led away from the ring. I sat in the changing room in silence. A long time.
Shut up, please, shut up!
You okay, Mikey? You all right? Don't worry, Mikey. Don't cry, my boy. It'll be all right. Your pa sent me to get you.
The drive there was bad. The lead up to the fight, worse. But the whole aftermath was awful. I think the drive back was the worst bit though.
What's wrong with you? I can't believe you showed me up like that.
Please don't, Dad. I tried, I really tried.
Don't what?
Ow!
You gonna cry? Are you, boy? Go on then. Little puffy boy, that's all you are. Who'd have thought I'd end up with one like you?
Frankie's eyes were wide as moon discs as I finished my story. Blood was still dripping down from my quivering lip, but it wasn't from my being in the ring. It was my father's fist in the car. She stared at me for a long moment, tracing the drip of blood onto my sheets.
Paddy Donahue's too big to be fighting Mikey, ma'am.